The stars and stripes, the star-spangled banner, the red, white, and blue, and Old Glory. These are all names synonymous with the American flag, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's Travel Adventures Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for boarding Travel Adventure Airlines. We are about to take off on a brand new podcast. We hope that you enjoy learning traveling tips today. Enjoy the podcast.
It was on June 14th, 1777, during the drafting of the Articles of Confederation, that the adoption of the flag of the United States was resolved on by the Second Continental Congress. Prior to this time, several flags, such as the famous Don't Tread on Me, and other designs, some that looks very similar to the British Union Jack, were used to unify the colonies. Now, to this date, no one knows for certain who designed the original flag, who chose its colors, etc. The legend has it that Betsy Ross was the seamstress of the first American flag after being commissioned with the task by General George Washington. This is speculation, as information backing this assertion are extremely scarce and just can't be pinpointed for sure how it happened. Now, you may have noticed on your calendar that June 14th is recognized as Flag Day. Now, this is thanks to President Woodrow Wilson. In 1916, President Wilson issued a proclamation which officially established June 14th as Flag Day. Now, a few years later, in 1946, the National Flag Day was established by an act of Congress. And while Flag Day is not an official federal holiday, it has been, and is to this day, celebrated with parades and other events throughout the United States. Washington. One of the longest-running Flag Day parades takes place each year in Fairfield, Washington, which started back, the parade started back in 1909 or 1910. Now, the flag of the United States has changed over the years as the nation has grown from 13 colonies to 50 United States. The flag we have today consists of 13 horizontal stripes that alternate between red and blue. There are, in fact, 17 red stripes and 6 white stripes. Now, these stripes represent the 13 original colonies that broke away from England in 1776. On the field of blue, at the top left-hand corner, sit 50 stars, each one representing one of the 50 states. Now, the colors of the flag are said to be representative of several things. So, red symbolizes hardiness and valor. White symbolizes purity and innocence, while blue represents vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Now, while we don't know who designed the original flag, something we do know for a fact is that there are special rules for how to display the stars and stripes. In 1923, the first flag code was created, though it was not until 1942 that Congress passed a resolution that made these rules law. The flag code is a guide for the handling and display of the stars and stripes. Now, here are a few brief examples of the rules for displaying the flag. The flag is usually displayed from sunrise to sunset. It should be raised briskly and lowered ceremoniously. In inclement weather, the flag should not be flown. The flag should be displayed daily and on all holidays, weather permitting, on or near the administration buildings of all public institutions. It also should be displayed in or near every polling place on election days and in or near every schoolhouse during school days. When displayed flat against a wall or window, or in a vertical orientation, the Union, field of stars, should be uppermost and to the left of the observer. When the flag is raised or lowered as part of a ceremony, and as it passes by in parade or review, everyone, except those in uniform, should face the flag with the right hand over the heart. Now, the flag, it should not be embroidered on such articles as cushions or handkerchiefs and the like, printed or otherwise impressed on paper napkins or boxes or anything that is designed for temporary use and is to be discarded. No part of the flag should ever be used as a costume or athletic uniform. Now, there are certainly many other things that we could talk about in regards to the flag, but there's just a few of the rules regarding how to display and kind of have some reverence and respect for the flag. Now, some interesting facts about the flag. One of them is, old enough to remember 9/11, you remember how there were so many flags flying for the weeks and months following the terrorist attack. And an interesting fact is that Walmart reported that on September 11th, 2001, one date, somewhere around, I think it's the anniversary, yeah, the 10th anniversary, September 11th, 2011, they sold 115,000 American flags, whereas on the same date the year before, they had only sold 6,400 flags. So it's an amazing amount of flags that we have that there are. Now, the another interesting fact is that the flag has been changed 27 times. You can check out Wikipedia. They have a whole description of each of the different flags, and I believe it might mention like the dates of when that flag was used. Our current flag has only been in use since 1960, when the final star was added for Hawaii. The first time that the flag was flown after being adopted was on August 3rd, 1777 in Rome, New York, which is pretty interesting. Another fact that I thought was very interesting, being kind of a space nerd a little bit, is that there are 6 American flags on the moon. Each of the 6 Apollo landings, a flag was placed on the moon in that location. 5 are standing, but unfortunately, Neil Armstrong's flag has fallen, which is very, very sad, very disappointing. But that's an interesting, lots of cool, interesting facts about the flags. That's all for today's Travel Adventures podcast. I know they've been a little bit short here recently, and they probably will be for the next few weeks. Working on some new ideas, trying to put some more videos up on YouTube. Actually, we have videos all set for the month of June, July, and August. There's some short videos that are going to go up every Tuesday at 2 p.m. They're always up Tuesday, 2 p.m., so check it out. Talking about like top destinations around the world, also talking about some cool things like Enterprise, the Space Shuttle Enterprise, and the history behind that, National Trail Day, some other cool stuff. So be sure to check those things out, and stay tuned on YouTube and the podcast. There'll be new content going up all throughout the summer. If you have any tips or ideas for a new podcast, something you'd like to hear about, then you give me a message, whether here on Anchor, on Instagram, YouTube, wherever. You can find me by looking for Travel Adventures with Amy. And you can also stop by my blog and email me. You can email me right there. Go to TAwithAimee.wordpress.com, and you'll also find some of the show notes, some of the things that I've written about for the blogs. You'll find those for the blog. Things I wrote for the podcast, you'll find them on the blog. Wow, not working out too well today. But go check those things out, and follow me also on Instagram. There'll be pictures all throughout the summer of cool things that are happening. And hopefully by the fall, these podcasts will extend in length a little bit. We'll get there. All right. Thank you again so much for tuning in to the Travel Adventures podcast. Have a great summer, and we'll talk to you next time. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, where the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? On the shore dimly seen, through the mist of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes, what is that which the breeze o'er the towering steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam, in full glory reflected now shines in the stream. 'Tis the star-spangled banner, O long may it wave, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. O thus be it ever, when freedmen shall stand between their love's home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.